This news update's being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelry, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. Two Tuscola County deputies recently graduated from a special training program. Canine Link and Deputy William Webster completed the patrol utility with explosive detection with the International Police Work Dog Association. The department also reported some additional good news. According to the undersheriff, Robert Baxter, Canine Bello seems to be recovering fine. A month ago, it was reported Bello had been very ill and had to undergo some extensive and very expensive surgeries. Between the donations that came in to help pay for Bello's surgery and the road patrol budget, his medical expenses have been covered, Baxter noted. A coalition of local organizations in Bay City, Michigan, has launched an emergency response after SNAP and WIC benefits were paused, impacting more than 18,000 residents. The Bay Area Community Foundation created a food insecurity emergency fund, and local food pantries and councils have organized coordinated efforts to fill gaps in food access for vulnerable families. Residents facing food insecurity can call 211 or visit online for assistance. And FEMA has denied Michigan's appeal for more federal disaster aid after the March 2025 ice storm, which caused widespread damage and power outages in northern parts of the state. Michigan requests for permanent utility repairs, individual assistance, and hazard mitigation funding were rejected, though a separate grant request remains under review. President Trump's July disaster declaration remains in effect for emergency recovery in 13 counties and Little Traverse Bay Band of Ottawa Indians, while state officials continue local recovery support and updates. And we will return right after this.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers, located on the north side of Bad Axe. At our store, every piece of jewelry is crafted with love and attention to detail. We believe that jewelry is more than just an accessory, it's a way to tell your story. From beautiful engagement rings to sparkling necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and more, our collection is designed to make every moment shine. Whether you're celebrating a love story, looking for a gift, or simply treating yourself, we're here to help you find the perfect piece. We also offer custom designs to create a beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece that is exclusively yours. We're dedicated to providing personalized service and building lasting relationships with our customers. We'd love to be part of your special moments. Visit McKenzie Jewelers today, where every piece tells a story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, now proud to say celebrating 40 years of serving our community.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with other news. The Center for Disease Control reported a steady decline in national COVID-19 hospitalizations over the past week. Health experts credit vaccine boosters and improved access to care for the trend. Authorities recommend continued vigilance, especially as winter approaches and flu cases rise. Hospitals in some areas are still urging caution, reminding the public to practice safe hygiene. The CDC's latest data show more states remain below critical thresholds. States continue to monitor local outbreaks very closely. And Japanese Prime Minister received praise from President Donald Trump during high-level talks in Tokyo this week. Both leaders signed a rare earth minerals partnership and agreed to deepen security ties. Diplomats say the agreement will boost technology cooperation between the two countries. Japanese officials welcome the international recognition for their female head of state. The visit marked a golden age for Alliance, according to joint statements. Bilateral efforts are expected to continue in the coming months. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelry, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
Stop into Ortis Ford, where the prices are falling and the lot is full of hot deals. Lease a 2025 Escape ST Line all-wheel drive for 3 years for $339 per month, with $2,529 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Explorer Active with leather for 3 years for $409 per month, with $2,149 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Bronco Big Ben 4-door for 3 years for $399 per month, with $2,229 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 F-150 XLT Crew Hybrid for 3 years for $329 per month, with $3,179 due at signing. No security deposit required. Don't miss out before these deals are done. Current deals end November 3rd. Leases are with 10,500 miles per year, using a plan pricing, and include all factory rebates.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.